Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Red Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti, and today I'm in virtual company of Fiona Crombie, production designer of Cruella, screening in cinemas and on Disney Plus with VIP access from May 26th.
My feeling is that there were like constantly three worlds to portray within the same film, the Estella one, Cruella's, and the Baroness's. So is that correct from your point of view? And how did you work on all those nuances and changes, and how did you create a balance and the clashes?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's completely correct. And I think that was a very interesting thing for us, particularly for what we call the lair. So the building that Estella was living in with Horace and Jasper, and how that evolved from their time as children. And then it grew and adapted. They adapted it into adulthood as they were growing themselves. And then it also changes as she becomes Cruella. And, you know, we did a lot of work, you know, there's all these drawings and sketches and things on the walls, but they really evolve. It gets taken over by, you know, it's quite a pastel soft environment initially. And then as she becomes more and more invested in her Cruella life, those sketches become, there's more and more black and red, and the sort of that takes over the walls. And so that was the main thing that we did with that environment. And then I guess that what I wanted very much was that the kind of improvised chaos of where she comes from to be in complete contrast with the elegance and control that is the Baroness's world. So her workspace has all the tables laid out. It's very, the palette is very controlled. If, you know, there's a real precision to the way that she lives and her environment. And that's totally different to the chaos of Jasper and Horace and Estella's world.
Cruella is a symbol of evil, but this movie makes an attempt of humanizing and explaining the character. So how interesting was it for you to approach a story that the world knows so well and have a go at reversing the narrative?
Oh, it was great. It was a real opportunity. I mean, I was really delighted to be asked to come in and imagine this iconic character and to be a part of creating something that, you know, is part of the Disney canon. And, you know, I was really delighted. But the really crucial thing for me was the fact that Craig Gillespie wanted very much for it to feel, for it to be about a character, like, you know, a person, a character that you can understand and identify with, and for it to be grounded and for us to understand her and have, you know, whether you, you know, whatever you end up thinking about her, she has motivations. And so the grounded quality for me was very important, because that's how I work anyway. I love detail and I love texture and I love to know why every object is in a room and how it got there. It's how I like to think. So I could take my normal character process and bring it into this story in the same way that I would with any project. Yeah.
Oh, I have to say that I noticed and I like the fact that, for example, as soon as Estella realizes the store and the people working in it are not brilliant as she is, right, especially right after the Baroness agrees on the drunk first work of hers, the store suddenly doesn't look that incredible anymore. You know, so we can see it shifting under Stella's eyes. So how did you manage to follow and visually mark these little steps of her journey?
I think a lot of it is to do with, like, it is about palette and texture and what you're putting in the frame, but also so often that is cinematography, you know, that they can really shift a point of view and perspective very cleverly with the use of a camera and the use of lighting. And so you can make a space look wide and wonderful, and it's, and then you can also make it feel, you know, oppressive. Like, it's all to do with how you're going to light. And the thing that I was so like grateful for as a production designer is that, you know, they really shot my sets, you know, like they were big wide shots and high, and then they turned around, and that was so great, you know, because we put all this effort into every single part of that. And so then when you actually see it, it's like, oh, good. But so I think that some of that is to do absolutely to do with cinematography and choice of shots and angles will suddenly shift. And I think that's a really, really good observation, actually. Yeah, yeah.
I have to say that I couldn't help but notice that there are a lot of women working not only in the principal cast but also in the artistic and technical departments. So how important was for you to work on such an important film in terms of representation of women? You are that are far from perfect, are brilliant, ambitious, cruel, and, you know, whole nuances. I mean,
well, I think that's the thing, is that it is great to see women that are like behaving badly as well as, you know, like they have their actual motivations, like, because women are humans, you know, we come from, like, we have our motivations and we have our faults, and so for it to be these two fantastic rivals that are so dynamic and so brilliantly matched was great. You know, it was great to be a part of that, and it was great to look around and see Nadia Stacey and Jenny Bevan and my set decorator Alice Felton, and a huge amount of my team were women. But the main thing is, like, that there is a just generally that the with Craig there was absolute, you know, there's just, it was a very wonderful, respectful set where all the whole point of the exercise was that we should all flourish. It was just, let's make a great working environment where we can all do our best work and be celebrated. And that was his, that's how he entered the room. And so regardless of your gender, that was the invitation, you know? Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll be talking to Fiona Crombie, production designer of Cruella, screening in theater from May 26th and on Disney Plus with VIP access from May 28th. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.